John, congratulations. Great move for you. You must be delighted.
I am delighted, yeah. I mean, I am a head coach and, you know, that really did appeal to me. And obviously when you ally that role along with a club like the Bradford Bulls, it was very, very appealing indeed. And I had a great job at Wakefield and it was with a heavy heart that I left. But when there's a challenge like this that's offered you, you've really got to accept it.
I was going to say, it would have taken a special job to get you out of Wakefield, and this is a special job, isn't it?
I would agree with you, yes it is. I mean, the Bulls fans and people connected with the club, they've had a tough few years, and to be charged with the task on the playing side of arresting the decline, stabilising the club and then making sure it's an upward spiral, it's a great, great challenge, a great project, and it's a long-term project. It's one that I'm really delighted to get my sleeves up and get stuck into.
We've spoken before and you said it's important that players believe in what they're doing. I think this is an appointment that will have the fans believing in this club again as well.
Well, hopefully the fans are really pleased with it, and hopefully they do see that there will be a stabilisation of the club on the playing front and an improvement on the playing front, because that's what I'm charged with, and I will do my level best to do that. Really pleased that we've got Lee Smith as club captain, and we've got Lee Beattie as assistant coach to assist that, because they know the group that's already there, so they'll really help me with information about that, and then we can make sure that during the trial games and pre-season we really do get into the players, so that come the first game against York City Knights they all know the roles, the responsibility, and they do play as a team, because we've got to play as a team in this division, because this is a tough old division.
In an ideal world, I guess you'd have wanted to be here a little bit sooner, but circumstances are what they are, and I guess it is all eyes now on that first game at York.
It is, yes, it is, and it's all the preparation that's essential for that. You know, as I've mentioned, 5 trial games, and I'm pleased about that. That's a lot of rugby, but I'm pleased about that, because it really will give me the opportunity to look at individuals, combinations, and how the team's shaping up, and whether we need to possibly bring someone else in. But the lads who are here, it'll get the first, it's a blank canvas, they'll get the first shot, and we'll see how they respond to that.
You've got some very talented players here, and Andrew said that there will be room and scope for you to get more in, so exciting times as well on that side of things.
It is very exciting, yeah, it's very, very exciting. As I say, I'm looking forward to it greatly, and I can't wait to get started. You know, this is the first baby step amongst what I feel is a very exciting few years.
When did all this start? I mean, they've done well to keep it quiet. News came out yesterday, but they've done pretty well to keep this one quiet.
Yeah, they have, yeah. I mean, I've had discussions with Andrew, and really the more discussions I had with him, the more excited I became. And, you know, when I was offered the job then, it just became the fact that I couldn't wait to embrace the challenge. And it was a tough old decision, I'll tell you, to leave Wakefield, because I think they're in great nick. And but it's just a different challenge to anything I've had in my career, and I think should we be able to make sure the Bulls return to what the infrastructure, the stadium, the fan base demand, the Super League, that would be as good as anything I've done in my coaching career.
Does the fact that you leave Wakefield where they are actually make it a little bit easier?
Yes it did, yeah, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, Wakefield in a good spot. The recruitment's great, the coaching staff are great, Chris is going to be, he is a great head coach, he's going to get even better, and off the field, Michael Carter and Chris Brayton are doing a sterling job. So yes, it did make it easier, because they're in a good spot, and you feel you feel content that you've assisted them in some way to get there.
You've thrived, if you like, on being underdog in your past. Now you come here, there's a big target on this club, isn't there? Everywhere you're going to go, people are going to want to turn you over.
It's tremendous. And I've spoken to Tim Sheens when he went from Salford, a similar role to mine, to head coach at Hull Kingston Rovers, and ironically Wakefield played them in a behind a closed doors trial game, and I spoke to him about that, and he was excited about being a head coach, similarly so with me, and he was also embracing the fact that they had the targets on them last year, so we'll have to do a similarly so, and you can guarantee I'll be giving him a ring to find out exactly what he did in his preparation as well, in order to handle that and obviously flourish from it.
You're always bouncing and bubbly when we come to talk to you about rugby, but you seem even a little bit more so today. You're enthused by this.
I really am excited, you know, and it's a great challenge, it's a great project, and I can't wait to get started.